This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Speaking of Mason, I believe you have another news story. Now, you said they're all relating to crime today.
Yes, they are. Okay. Have you ever heard, you know, your mum say that, you know, you should eat your vegetables?
Yes.
Yes.
These guys were clearly desperate for nutrition because the article was entitled Grand Theft Avocado.
Mm.
Three arrested in 300K of theft in avocados. Police are calling it Grand Theft Avocado. Three produce company workers have been arrested in the theft of up to 300,000 worth of avocados, according to the Ventura County Sheriff's Office.
300,000 kilograms. How many avocados is that?
$300,000.
Dollars.
Of avocados. How many avocados is that?
One is very, very expensive.
Yeah,
that is a lot.
That is true. Yeah, it's probably about five. that is true. That is insane.
So five avocados. How can you steal five avocados and not get caught?
You must have big pockets.
So a 38-year-old worker, a 28-year-old worker, and a 30-year-old worker were each charged with grand theft of fruit and were being held in jail.
Charged with grand theft of avocado. The judge said, order. Are you by the case of worker 35, worker 26, and worker 19 versus the state?
Do you know what's funny? This will make you really laugh. They were being held in jail on bail of $250,000 each. And they were arrested on Wednesday.
That would cost them a couple of avos.
So that's the interesting part, is arrested on Wednesday. Yeah.
And I love this, right in the middle of the article.
Yeah.
It slaps in. It was unclear whether they have attorneys.
Again, they always say whether or not they got an attorney right now. Have they got an attorney? We'll never find out right now.
Then it says, sorry, you're going to ask?
Oh, no, it's just cute. No, go on, sorry. So it's like a heist, is it?
They were actually workers of a produce company, because it then says that detectives began investigating the suspects in May after receiving a tip that they were conducting unauthorized cash sales of avocados from a ripening facility in the city of Oxnard, owned by the Mission Produce Company. The company estimated the avocado... loss at about 300,000, the sheriff's office had said. We take these kinds of thefts seriously. It's a big product here in California. Sheriff Sergeant John Franchi told the Los Angeles Times, everybody loves avocados.
Fair.
That's true.
I love that quote. That's all I got out of the story. Everyone loves avocados. Everyone, you can blame them for stealing them.
Everyone loves avocados. Yeah, that and the part about Grand Theft Avocado. That is amazing. And do we find out what's, like, what, I mean...
No, the article actually ends there. It should at least say, you know, at the bottom, you know, we'll keep you posted.
No conclusions. No need.
So what do they say how they stole the avocado? Did they like make it into one giant smash thing and put
cash sales?
Oh, so they didn't. They sort of frauded it off.
I think so.
They pretended it was, I don't know, watermelon.
is it caviar? It's.
Did they carve a hole of a pumpkin or something, and then put it in it?
That's true. Yeah, like I'm disappointed. This apple is mostly avocado.
I mean, an avocado is not easy to hide under your shirt. I mean, you know,
and it'll get squishy too if you don't hide it well.
Yeah, are you speaking from experience there? just chime in with that. that's interesting. That's
easily bruised.
See, I thought they like stole a truckload or broke into a grocer and did a smash and grab or something. But they intended.
Heist, yeah.
But at least now you're thinking big, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. If we should get them, we should actually interview some of these alleged people on the show. No,
yeah,
we should,
that would be good.
Yeah, we should.
Right-leaning journalism.
Definitely, yeah, definitely interview. Ask them would they do it again. That's the thing.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Syn.